Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC can keep the conversation going on our website about whether or not this compromise is good enough to accept with respect to health reform. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And this week's online video picks are up on our site as well. Each week we select five web videos, and I anchor them in a picks video on our site. Our videos this week include a college student asking President Obama at his economy town hall about legalizing drugs and prostitution for economic growth, and you will see the president's response. See all five of our weekly video picks at WNYC.org/video. Now, as we just heard, lawmakers in Washington continue to hash out the details of health reform, and it looks like they'll continue until December 24th. And it looks like private health insurers will largely be protected from anything resembling a public option. That may mean continued profits for the industry, a topic that has caught the attention of lawmakers here in New York State. WNYC's Fred Mogul recently reported that the state's insurance department has received requests from three New York State insurers to issue dividends, that is, surplus corporate profits paid out to shareholders, of more than $1.2 billion. Governor Patterson and others are asking why private insurers are reaping such big profits as insurance premiums continue to go up. Fred is here to discuss what's at stake in this issue and what he learned. Hi, Fred Mogul.
Good morning, Brian.
And let's start at the beginning. Private insurance companies come to the state and say, we're going to pay out $1.2 billion in profits to our shareholders. Is that really high?
That's pretty high. It's been growing a lot in recent years. That's a 25% jump over the previous year, which is $900 million. And there are different ways to measure it. The one way the state says is that if you look at basically all the money they take in terms of premiums, which is several, a large multiple of that, this represents about 7.5% of that. Now, the insurance industry says, whoa, wait a second. These are dividends. This isn't quite profit as simply defined as you might think of it. This is money they've accumulated over several years, perhaps. There's sort of different ways of thinking about it. But the insurance regulators say, no, it pretty much is profits. If you have this much money left over from paying out for all your expenses, then you can pretty well look at it as profit.
Or one way to look at this is that Oxford's request of $800 million. Oxford reported an $800 million profit. This is in New York State alone?
Right. This is in New York State alone.
Oxford, $800 million. Empire, $200 million. Aetna, $134 million. United Healthcare, $75 million. What's the matter with them?
But United is more or less part of Oxford now, so you could combine those.
Okay. So Oxford's request of an $800 million profit or dividend payment, I guess, is 18% of what they collected in 2008 premiums. So can we conclude—
Nationally.
Nationally.
Right.
Okay.
It's, in other words, what they collected nationally, it's 18% is just in New York alone.
Aha.
I'm sorry. I take that back. That's a different statistic that we'll perhaps get to. No, it is 18% of the premiums they collected. So that's pretty high for Oxford.
So does that mean that we can conclude that there's basically an 18% markup on what you pay? They take 18% of your premiums and just put them into the shareholders' pockets.
Well, I don't know if it's quite that simple, because they do build up cash reserves, some of which they're required to. They have to, as with the banks, you want the insurance companies to have a certain cash reserve.
In case there are a lot of claims in a given year.
In case there are a lot of claims, there's a basic solvency issue. Now that's set by law. It's 12.5%. That is the minimum. They've been actually growing that cash reserve. A lot of the dividend does come out of that cash reserve that's been growing steadily, and it's kind of like a spigot that they're now opting to open and let flow at the rate of 18% this year.
And one of the big undercurrents here seems to be the out-of-state angle, that these dividends are being paid to larger corporations based in other states. So Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield, that's the New York subsidiary of the national company. Are there a lot of insurance dollars headed out of New York in effect, subsidizing other parts of the country or shareholders in other parts of the country, and that's why lawmakers in Albany want to take action?
Well, I think that's part of it. I mean, we should say, first of all, these are three very large companies, large commercial insurers. There are a lot of insurance does take the form of either self-insurance by big companies to themselves. They basically buy their own, set aside money and insure their own employees. That's about half of the people who are insured in this state. A lot of it's nonprofit. So just to put that into context, this isn't everyone. The issue of whether they're taking money out of the state, you know, some people think is kind of a red herring that's playing to plays a populist note, like, you know, they're expatriating these profits, whether it's Toyota to Tokyo or you know, a insurer to its corporate HQ in the Midwest or in Delaware. But the state does regulate the money, tax the money here, and so it's there's an argument to be made that it's a little disingenuous. Mm-hmm. And even the state insurance regulators backed off that a little bit, notwithstanding that in their news release they played this note that this is money that's going out of New York.
So are New York state officials proposing to do anything new to regulate or tax insurance profits in New York state?
I don't know about to tax, but we've discussed this, you and I, a little several months back, but they have had a proposal that hasn't gone anywhere in the legislature so far, but to regulate insurance premiums more vigorously, both on the front end, on the back end, in what premiums companies would request, that they set the premiums at a certain level, and the state would get prior approval of that. The state would regulate more vigorously what they call the minimum loss ratio, the amount that they're required to pay for insurance costs. That it's now about 75%, 75 cents of every dollar. If you're an insurance company, you have that has to go to medical expenses. The state actually would like that to go up to 85 cents of the dollar.
What's the argument against prior approval?
The argument against prior approval is that it amounts to price fixing. Many economists and certainly the insurance industry are opposed to the government regulating premiums, to regulating what price private industry is allowed to set. They say competition can take care of it. If one insurer is charging too much, then someone else will come in and lowball them. And indeed, that does happen.
How does this tie into what's taking place at the national level?
Well, what's taking place at the national level, for one thing, the what we call the minimum loss ratio, how much they're required to pay out. There has been some talk of making that even higher within the Senate. It too hasn't really gone anyplace, but some people would like insurers to pay 90 cents out of every dollar on toward medical expenses. So there's that. I think a lot of it, one of the reasons some of these prices, these dividends are so high, are in anticipation of regulations coming down the pike, both at the state and the national level.
It's also worth pointing out, I think, that only three or four companies are paying dividends. So are the vast majority of insurance companies doing business in New York State not making huge profits and money for their shareholders?
Well, if they're nonprofits, which many of them are, they don't have shareholders per se, but they might be making pretty good money and paying it to themselves in the forms of salaries. So you do have nonprofits, as with museums and orchestras and so on. Executives can make fairly sizable, and hospitals actually especially, can make fairly sizable, you know, profits and pay it to the salaries. It doesn't then get accounted for as profits.
So Governor Patterson was quoted as saying, "The fact that health insurers take such large amounts of money out of the healthcare system while individual New Yorkers and small businesses struggle with skyrocketing health insurance premiums is deeply troubling." Is that a fair line to draw, directly from corporate dividends to premium rates?
Yeah, I mean, the insurance industry says, well, costs of insurance are very high in the state because costs of healthcare are very high. We have to pay doctors a lot. We have to pay hospitals a lot. Our drug costs are very high. Our tax burden is very high. The cost of doing business is very high, and that's why your premiums are very high. The state counters with that. Well, medical inflation is quite high. There's no question about that. But your profits are and your dividends reflect, you know, even higher profitability.
And what are the regulations in New York State right now with respect to how much premiums can go up in a given year? I know we've talked about this before, but is it regulated at all?
No, that's this prior approval that the state's seeking. It's basically not regulated.
All right. WNYC's Fred Mogul looking into why health insurance companies in New York make as much money as they do. Fred, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And again, you can continue to post whether you think Congress should vote for or against the emerging health care compromise in the Senate. Go to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We'll talk about other things in a minute.